This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Antonia Delgado. Date of birth is January 11, 1960. Case ID number is 404-3547. Date of exam, September 29, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from San Juan Family Health Clinic from dated 2/22/22 from Dr. Manika Jha, that's J-H-A. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands, comma, decreased memory, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on March the 4th, 2022, where she worked as a seamstress for 35 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is presently working, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, back pain. Number two, osteoarthritis of the hands. Number three, decreased memory. And number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, back pain. The claimant states that in 2015, she fell and injured her lumbar sacral back area as well as her right arm and shoulder. She states the character of the lumbar sacral back pain is a burning weakness that she feels in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to her left leg and sometimes to her right. She was diagnosed with sciatica. No surgeries have been performed, and she has received no injections. But, however, she did receive 4 months of physical therapy. She was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back contusion. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Except for a cane that she left at home that she uses occasionally. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, helping with the laundry, comma, and doing home exercises and walking half a block back and forth with the dogs per day. Her physician is Dr. Manika Jha, J-H-A, and she also saw a chiropractor, but she does not recall his name. And as noted earlier, she received 4 months of physical therapy. She is presently taking multiple medications for pain, which include ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams BID, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, which she states does give some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back contusion with left-sided sciatica. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis of the hands. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to develop symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands, secondary to having used her hands for 35 years sewing. X-rays were taken, and she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the hands. The claimant went on to have also a right carpal tunnel release of the median nerve in her right wrist secondary to compression of the median nerve. She denies any fractures, but states that she also had a left carpal tunnel release in 2019. The claimant did receive 3 injections of steroids in her right shoulder. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every morning. The claimant also states that she has weakness in her hands and tinglingness, as well as some numbness. Her limitations, as noted earlier, include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup with both hands, sometimes open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She does have a cane that she left at home and did not present with it at this office visit. Her physical activities include doing exercise at home and walking the dogs for about a block every day. Allegation number 3, decreased memory. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to have lapses of memory loss. She states she would forget recent events and sometimes within minutes or hours after planning to do something, she would forget what to do. She's also had decreased sleep and insomnia with anxiety secondary to her memory loss. The claimant had difficulty remembering the day, and she is presently not receiving any medications for her condition. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2000 she was diagnosed with high cholesterol levels. She does not recall how high her cholesterol level was, but she states that she's never had a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She's presently taking simvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, and her condition appears to be stable. Family history, the father died of lung cancer and the sister had diabetes mellitus. Medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams POQD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD, level thyroxine, 75 micrograms QD, simvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, loratadine, 10 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams BID, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, and amlodipine bisalate, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, allergies, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis, hypertension, right shoulder tendonitis, tumor benign in the rectum, decreased memory, history of right ovary oophorectomy and left ovary ectopic pregnancy, history of bilateral carpal tunnel release of both hands, social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 cigarette per day for 5 years when she was young. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 193 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1/4 inch. BP, 136 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 100 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 38. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian, although she has difficulty in remembering dates and events, who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD. The claimant was able to count fingers at 5 feet distance. Pinhole, 20 over 100, corrected 20/20. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200, corrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear bifocals. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, was slightly distended, secondary to obesity. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but not oriented times three completely, but had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat confused for the time and a little bit depressed. She did have clear thought processes, but her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to place, person, and situation, but not to time. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. Could you drop down to the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and low extremities. The claimant, however, has decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in both hands. She has had bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome release, and her grip was plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. She had a decreased pinch, but was able to make a full fist and oppose fingers. Could you please drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the hands where the claimant has decreased light touch, pinprick, and position sense with numbness and tingliness of her hands secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome in the past. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting of the hands, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the hands where the grip strength was plus 3 over 5, and the claimant had some difficulty in pinching. Fine and dexterous finger control is mild to moderately abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both wrist areas where she has medium nerve entrapment and has had a bilateral carpal tunnel release performed. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with bifocals. Her ability, she is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bilateral weakness and decreased grip of both hands, secondary to medium nerve entrapment / carpal tunnel syndrome, and mild decreased memory. Probable diagnoses: back pain secondary to a contusion of the lumbar sacral back area with some sciatica of the left lower extremity. Number two, osteoarthritis of the hands with bilateral medium nerve entrapment with carpal tunnel syndrome, which has been treated with a carpal tunnel syndrome release. Appears to be stable at this time. However, the claimant does have decreased strength and is unable to pinch or make a full fist at this time. Her grip strength is plus 3 over 5. Number 3, decreased memory. Confirmed with physical examination. Appears to be mild. May be secondary to depression and anxiety at this time. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time. Appears to be well controlled. This is the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Antonia Delgado.